The stagecoach had left Two Shirts half full and was well out over the plains when the driver heard the screaming getting louder. The carter's wagon overtook them. "Stop! Stop! For pity's sake, stop!" yelled the carter. But there was no stopping Henry. He'd plodded along for years, being overtaken by three-legged dogs. But now he was having the time of his life. He'd actually overtaken the stagecoach. Him. Henry. He only stopped because the stagecoach driver stopped first. Besides, there were a couple of mares pulling the coach, whom he felt he'd really like to get to know. Find out when their day off was, what kind of hay they liked, that kind of thing. The carter's scarecrow-like passenger climbed unsteadily down and lurched towards the coach.
"Sorry, we're full up," the driver lied.
They weren't, but there was certainly no room for a thing like that.
"Ach, and there was me willing to pay with gold such as this here."
It waved a ragged glove in the air. Suddenly there was plenty of space, and to the annoyance of Henry, the coach set off again.